I don't know if it was a lot of prayer, a lot of thought, or a lot of hope. That was some selection of something. You know, if I had a week in all the year, I had the opportunity to just only 1 week. This week. Last week we had the rapture of the resurrection. All week long, I was just so excited about the opportunity to talk to you today. And Angela, I'd like you to pray for me. Turn with me if you'd like to 1 Peter. Acts chapter 1. Turn with Acts to me. With me to Acts chapter 1. Christ is preparing the apostles for his ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's the coming of the Holy Spirit that changes things. The cross made it possible for our sins to be washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. It allowed us to be healed by His stripes. And He was bruised for our iniquity. And now there's something new coming. There's something on the way that the world had never known before. It knew all about the Ten Commandments. And there were a few righteous people that walked the earth. But now there was to be a huge change. Beginning with verse 4. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When thy therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon ye, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of sight. And I often think that of all the moments on planet earth, I would have liked to have been there. I would have liked to have been there. After 30 years, I've still pretty much walked by the power of the Holy Ghost in my first love. Tears still come to my eyes when we sing those songs, when I look into God's holy word and realize the perfection. But I wish I'd have been there when Jesus was there and he just said, okay, guys, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a mansion for you, and it's important that I go because I can only be one place at one time. So I'm going to send the Holy Ghost that can be everywhere, all the time. The Holy Ghost can be everywhere, all the time. Oh, man. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall witness unto both Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you unto heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming back. But you know what? He's coming back for a church without spot or blemish. You know, that's no particular congregation and no denomination. It's the few. It says few are they that find the way. It's for the few that find the way. And repent. And repent. New creatures by the power of the Holy Ghost in us. That's why it's this week that I'd like to preach. It's a little early. Yeah, it's a little weird. Listen, I only have 5 pages. You know what's great about these 5 pages? It's just God. It's just Scripture. I might say something completely wrong, but that's sweet. Going to be perfect. So when you look at the Word, look at it as it is perfect, because it is. It truly is. In Luke 24:51-53, it worded a little different. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up unto heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. What did they return with? What was it? Great joy. They returned with great joy. Like a day. What a day. What a day. My brother was saved and prayed for me for many years. Not many, 7 years. He prayed every day. Fervent and effectual prayers of the righteous avail of God, regardless of how long it takes. Don't ever give up on prayer. Don't ever give up on any individual that you're praying for. Just keep on praying. Keep on praying. In Mark it says, So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere. Where did they preach? Everywhere with great joy. They preached everywhere with great joy. Enthusiasm over any particular thing. They want to be involved. And there are great speakers in this earth that don't know Jesus from a anthem. That can get people excited about something and sell them snowballs. Doesn't seem like I'm hurrying through this. I am going to, because I think there are a few people here who've never heard. Oh, I got saved. Is there anybody here that's never heard? Oh, I got saved. That's enough. If it was just two, the rest of you would have to sit through it. First thing I'd like to point out that. He was empowered by the Holy Ghost. In fact, all the apostles are filled with the Holy Spirit. They witness in many languages. day of Pentecost was fully come. They were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And he set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it set upon each of them. I'd like to be there for that day too. Boy, I'd like to be there. In the room praying, in here praying. Just suppose for a moment that we turn around in our pews and we're all in prayer. We're praying for one another. We're praying for our lost friends and relatives. Lost neighbors, and we're praying for all kinds of things, and all of a sudden we hear what we think is a tornado. We hear what we think is a tornado, and it's coming, and it's coming, and in all honesty, even in as holy as we are, we'd be scared. We'd be there in the pew, and we'd be, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And somebody might have enough spirit in them to say, keep praying! Then there appeared unto them cloven tongues like fire, set upon each of them, filled with the Holy Ghost. Not expected. God had planned it for us. And God's plans have come to pass. Don't we wish it was our plans sometimes? Go to Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 20. Long group of verses here. Peter is given boldness and courage. You ever know anybody that can't say anything to anybody about Jesus? I mean, people, good people, go to church. Stay inside your own house. The number of hours you're in your car. The number of hours you're sleeping. The number of hours you're in church. You don't let a lot of hours for witnessing through your life. So wherever you are, you need to talk about Jesus. You need to talk about Jesus. I told you before, got a dear old friend. He's going on to glory land now, but conversation about Jesus, whether the other people wanted it to be or not. That included the ice cream parlor, the restaurant, Walmart, or any place else. Where Johnny was, there was going to be some conversation about Jesus, salvation, the cross, and heaven and hell. You know, to talk to people about heaven without them understanding about that. As they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide, albeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. I would say I got to use His power by the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and elders and scribes, and it came to pass, and Annas the high priest, and Cephas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together in Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, by what name have you done this?" And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them. They had been with Jesus. Nothing gives you the right thing to say like being with Jesus. Are you with Jesus? Or do you know all about Jesus? With Jesus. There's a course that I have at home that belongs to this church that someday I'm going to get around to. It's called An Ordinary Day with Jesus. And it kind of highlights the weaknesses and the flaws of our lifestyle. And then highlights the possibilities. And it's the possibilities that get us excited. It's the possibilities. But when they had commanded him to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we can't deny it. But that it spread no farther among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in his name." Oh my, they didn't know Jesus, did they? They didn't know Christians. They didn't know born again. They didn't know Holy Ghost power. They were thinking of all men as being the same. And if you threaten them, they're going to quit doing whatever you tell them. They called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said, "Is it right, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye?" So that's the question. When the law interferes with the Spirit, where do we go? Why, that's a tough one, isn't it? Oh, it's hard. It's hard. "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." See, when you see Jesus, or you know Jesus, and you feel Jesus, and you talk with Jesus, and you listen to Jesus, nobody can shut you up. Knowing about Him isn't enough. Knowing Him is more than enough. 2nd, they made him a the Holy Ghost made him a channel of blessing to the sick. And by the hands, this is Acts chapter 5, 12 through 15. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they are all with one accord on Solomon's porch. And of all the rest, there is no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets, laid them on beds and couches, that the least of the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. What kind of power is that? Is that man's power? No, but is it a man? Was Peter a man? Was Peter just as much a man as us? Yes, he was. Can we know God like Peter knew God? Yes, we can. Can we have power and authority in the Holy Ghost? Yes! And that's why it's this week that I choose to speak. I didn't choose it. I was given it. But I think God said, I know that you'd like to speak that week, and I'm going to give it to you. Glory. Next, the Holy Ghost made Peter's prayers effective. Remember, I think I already mentioned the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. Brian promised us that he was going to pray for every man here every day. I hope he does. It's hard, though. Brian's not here today, is he? The other Brian. Oh. And I wouldn't want him to hear this. It's hard to pray for anybody. The fact it takes some discipline to pray. Jesus. And he's your friend. And your Lord. You're gonna! Because all of a sudden you get up and there are hard things. Yesterday there was an old man. He wasn't too old. He wasn't too old. They were having a conversation. Promised him that none of that conversation would be in today's sermon. Preach occasionally, he said. Preach occasionally. But the Lord has called me to preach. Well, then, you just tell me this and you just tell me that. Little things in God's Word are going out for hell of beans that we don't know for sure. You know what I mean? Like, what was the fruit of that? Well, you just, and he was really, really, well, you just tell me then, what fruit was it that Adam and Eve ate in the garden? You know what I said? Well, I thought you knew the Bible too. I don't know it that good that I can tell what's not there. I can only tell you what's there. It's not there. Oh, you're right. Then he asked me some other foolish questions. Then he asked me a question. So he said, what do you think it is I said, what is it? What do you think the key is then to getting to heaven? The key is. That you recognize your sorry state. That you're the worst sinner that you could be. And that you repent of those things to God. And accept Jesus. And you get saved, meaning born again. Well, what's born again? I said, well, I'm not going to do it. It's okay. But it's awesome. I said, one time, when I was in my mid-20s, I lived for saved. God's word tells us if we're not for Him, we're against Him. I said, and my language was so hard that when I work, and I work in trucking, when I work, people believe the Lord. Because those special four-letter words out of my mouth in every sentence. There was a restaurant I went to for breakfast where people believed. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to be that bad. All you have to be is on safe. I had keg parties at my house for teenagers. I lived back at their road, back at their lane. And the only rule was that you couldn't leave for the next day. So I would be I was allowing all the teenagers that wanted to drink as much as they wanted to. And one Saturday night or Sunday morning, about 3 o'clock, I went. God said to me, Tom, I want you to get up and go to church and answer the altar call and save again for me. In the state that I was in, next Saturday night, we had a lot of kids on the bus. Drove into the parking lot of a church where I went to as a little child. That's what your children are getting. That's what your little children are getting today. That if they fall away as teenagers and walk somewhere else for a while, they know where to return when God calls them. They're getting that today. So I put my suit on. I drove into that parking lot. It not too many people that have rejected Christ twice. I certainly thought that all that was over. Next Saturday night, I had many people. Church today. Rest of your life. You know, at that point, it became as much fear as anything else. Because our God is an awesome God. Our God is a powerful God. And our God is the only God. And when you recognize that the only God, the God that created heaven and earth and people and animals and every living thing and gives every good thing has called you 3 weeks in a row, it's time to do something. The only thing is, I didn't want to go back to that church. You know what? I drove past that church and I said, Lord, I'm just going to go down to Pinchot State Park and I'm going to pray there. And I get to the north side entrance of Pinchot State Park, and there's a church sitting, and it says Pinchot Park Assembly of God. I'd say, go in there. It's different. And I went in there. Brother Jim Harper, who passed away last year from spinal degeneration, preached the perfect sermon. It was all about love. And grace and mercy, and God waiting for me to come to Him. And just as He was waiting for me that day, you may be here that He's waiting for you. Your life can be different. Your life can be a life of power and victory. Such power and authority by God that people would walk by that had cancer or whatever, and his very shadow would heal them. See, God, He makes some ministers, some teachers, some deacons. God makes all kinds of people. He's in all kinds of jobs to do. That's why our focus isn't on you. Our focus is there. Our focus is there. Well, at the end of that sermon, I was sitting in the city. If I was to use an example, I'd say I was sitting here. And the church is about the size. Preacher said, if you've never given your heart to Jesus, and you'd like to be saved, and you'd like to know you're going to heaven, let you come. I was a hunter and a hiker, many things in my life. It's the longest walk I ever took, just from there. Had these imaginations that people would be looking. People would be thinking, oh my, he's my Savior. People would be saying, oh my, and I've known him. He can't be saved. I know him from the restaurant. I leave when he comes in.
you today is, please be my brother or sister. Please. Please accept Jesus today. That's what everybody's saying. Everybody in their own hearts now is praying. Lord, if there's somebody here that's not saved, show them that not only you want them, but we want them. And they need to accept you as Lord and Savior. If you're here today, and God woke you up this morning and said, go to church, get saved, and born again, and live for me the rest of your life, it's your day. The great thing is that even if that didn't happen, it can be your day anyhow. Because different people come to the Lord in all different ways. I just tell people I had the best testimony I've ever heard. But God knew that I needed that. See, God knew that I needed that. Some people need more to keep on keeping on than others do. Paul didn't need signs and wonders. All Paul needed to do was know that he was going to heaven, and he would give his life, he would take the beatings, he would do the shipwrecks, he would do everything on earth, and he didn't care because he was going to heaven someday, and that was enough for him. Peter needed the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, and he had to see with his own eyes what would happen with that power. I can't say what it'll be for you. I can only say this, that you can be saved today. Just look at me. Just look at me. I'm a pretty sorry person, aren't I? 57 instead of 27? Fat, out of shape. Kind of grumpy sometimes. But I will say this today to you. That if you want to get saved and born again, like I got saved and born again, you can come up here right now and we'll get it settled. I'm not going to ask people to bow their heads and close their eyes because it's a public confession of faith. There's nothing wrong with bowing your head and closing your eyes for the congregation. It's not what I do. I simply say, if you'd like to be saved and born again, come up here now. You can be saved and born again. And if you've never done that, and you've never made a public confession, you're walking on really thin ice. You're walking on really thin ice. I'd like everybody to stand right now. And whether you are saved or whether you're not saved, I'd like you to take hands with the person next to you. Look at that person and tell them you love them. Yeah, go across the aisles. Good idea. Yeah, do that. Now listen, for those of you that are here but not new creatures, born again, new hearts, new minds, like I was made that day. You know, one of the things that told me that I was born again instantly and a totally new creature was that curse word never, ever slipped out of my mouth from that day on. You know why? Was it there? He took it out. He took it out. He removed the sin. He just didn't cover it over. He removed it. Washed me white as snow. Washed me white as snow. I'd like you to be washed white as snow today. And even if you are saved, you can pray along too. Father in heaven, I'd ask you to wash me white as snow. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I want to be born again. I know that He died on the cross for me, and I am washed by His blood, healed by His stripes, and that he was bruised for my iniquities. And I accept him as my Savior and as my Lord. Lord, I'd ask that you'd forgive me of all the sin I've committed and wash them sins out of me. Change my heart and my mind that I don't want to sin anymore. And turn the things that I loved into the things that I hate. And turn the thing that I was afraid of, meaning you and salvation and church, into the things that I love. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Just over in the glory land. Let's stand as we sing this final song.
It's okay to sing and dance and clap and do all that stuff. It's okay.
I've a home prepared where the saints abide. Just over in the glory land. And I long to be by my Savior's side. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band. Just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. There stop stand just over in the glory land. I am on my way to those mansions fair, just over in the glory land. There to sing God's praise and his glory share, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. There with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see, just over in the glory land. And with kindred saved there forever be, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over, over in the glory land. There with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land. With the blood washed strong, I will shout and sing, just over in the glory land. Glad hosannas to Christ the Lord and King, just over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. I'll join the happy angel band, just over in the glory land. Just over, over in the glory land. There with the mighty host I'll stand, just over in the glory land.